Pressing into Christ's Presence, February 15th. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord, walk as children of light. What think ye of Christ? What is he to you personally? Is your faith centered in him as your Redeemer? Do you believe that he saves you from sin, that he imputes to you his righteousness? This is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and, men and women, love darkness rather than light. They will not come to the light for fear that their deeds will be reproved. This is the position taken by many. Their names are in the church books. They observe a round of ceremonies, but they do not love the truth. They have been satisfied to stand at the door. They do not press their way into Christ's presence, to share with him the glory of his royal life. Their characters are not brought into harmony with the truth. They have not the faith that works by love and purifies the soul. Evil speaking, evil surmising, dishonest actions, cast a dark shadow athwart their pathway. Their faith sinks into this shadow of shame, and they feel that they are separated from Christ. There is a sting in the conscience, a condemnation in the life. They feel a desire to hide away from God. Light has come into the world, but they love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. The time has come when it is for our eternal interest to believe in Christ. He is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. He says, I will write my law in their hearts. He will create in those who come to him in faith the divine principle of holiness, which shall rule in the soul, enlightening the understanding and captivating the affections. Quoted, what an invitation. It was this invitation that he gave to Enoch before the world was destroyed by the flood. Christ was as verily Enoch's Savior as he is our Savior, and in his power, notwithstanding the corruption of that degenerate age, Enoch perfected a Christian character. The voice saying to us, He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, said the same words to Enoch, assuring him that if he followed the Savior, he would not walk in the darkness of ignorance. The Lord instructed Enoch and made him his watchman. He was a faithful witness for God. He warned the inhabitants of the old world not to follow the example of the Cain worshippers, but to serve the living God.